Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the opinion brought in the Ravid that women may not do smicha, but they may make brachos on mitzvah seishesman gramas. So he said, what's the pshat? So he said, women are mufkos from smicha. And it's avodah b'kacha. They're animals, b'chal nar chayvin smicha. All of them, it's their chayvin. But then we asked, according to that very same opinion, we saw that the women aren't allowed to wear tzitzis if they have shatnis. Why not? If women are allowed to be makayim mitzvahs, they're makayim mitzvah. What's the problem then with the shatnis? Shatnis should be doche. The mitzvah tzitzis should be doche the yisur of shatnis, since they have a kiyum mitzvah. That's the kasha that we're dealing with. And we're going to Mahalach of Rav Elifan Shalit Zatzal. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam, in Menachas Taf Mem and Beis, Divrei Maaseichot Cheiles, is that the heter of Kalayim B'Tzitzis is Begeder Hutra, but not Begeder Dechuya. Kamo B'Sha'ar Esei Deuch Eloise Esei. It's Hutra. And therefore, you're allowed to wear Beged Yom Shel Tzitzis, Shel Kalayim B'Tzitzis, Gam B'Layla. Since it's Begeder Hutra, whenever you're wearing Tzitzis, so it's Doche Kalayim. It's matir kalayim legamre. And mameli, even at night, even if it's a beged yom, and you're wearing it at night, when there's no chi of tzitzis, it's still mutter. And if that's the case, then how do we learn from kalayim betzitzis, the chola Torah, that essay is dochalos essay? Hare essay dochalos essay is begedra dechuya, it's doichadalos essay. And kalayim betzitzis, we said, is begedra hutra. So what's the limud b'chlal? Says Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Aris and Yavam Simetes Ois Gimel that we can learn mehutra leduchuya, that even if we say that kalayim b'tzitzis is hutra, the yisod of the head there is because of the mitzvah that there is in the beged. That even if we say that kalayim b'tzitzis hutra, even if we say that kalayim b'tzitzis is hutra, the yisod of the head there is because of the mitzvah on the beged. And if there will be no more chi of tzitzis on the beged, like it only has three kanfos, so the yisur of kalayim comes back l'kulei alma. And therefore, if there was no din of esei doicha loisesei, there would be no din of hutra at all. So what Rav Elchanan seems to be saying is that the dechuya is built on the hutra. If it wasn't doche, then it couldn't be matir. Even if we say that kalayim b'tzitzis is hutra, but it's only because there's a mitzvah, and this mitzvah is doche de losa se. If there were no mitzvah on the beged, then it wouldn't be doche. The yisur of kalayim would go back. So it must be that it can only be hutra because it's dechuya. It only becomes mutter legamre because it's doche de losa se. However, we still have to understand what forced Rabbeinu Tam to say that kalayim b'tzitzis hutra b'afilu b'layla b'afilu b'nashim b'talis shalish, where there not there was no chi of tzitzis. How do we know that it's not like all essay doche losa says, and it's only begedra dechuya? Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say that it's begedra hutra, and therefore it's mutter even malayla, even when there's no mitzvah to be doche. It's mutter legamre. Again, we said that it's mutter legamre because it's built on the dechuya. Once it's doche, once it has the status of proper tzitzis, then it's mutter legamre. There's no surf climb at all. But why does he have to go so far? What forced him to say that kalayim b'tzitzis is hutra, even at night, and even women b'talis shalish, where there's no mitzvah? How do we know even there it's hutra? Why don't we just say like all other mitzvahs, it's only doche when there's a mitzvah? Now the Torah in Arachayim and Simon Chafalev brings the shiltas in Parashat Shlach that it's aser lebnei Yisrael lemeva tzarkeon b'midi David lemefak b'yidei chovas mitzvah kon chutim akvuim b'talis. The Meser Be Midoam, Inami Hoshana, Lo Ruche Be Esrug, the Mitzvah Lamichle, Esrug, the Mitzvah Lamichle, the Alfinan, midam damakrav shafu chisa ma shafu chichaser shle chaser baragel shoyim mitzis bezuyas alav. The dafke tashmishe mitzah baser savidu mitzin izrakin. So the Shulta says, brought by the Torah, that a Jewish people are not allowed to do their needs with something that they your yotzei dechovis mitzvah. Like if you have chutim that are in your talis, you're not allowed to tie something with them. If you have arbaminim, don't smell them. If you have an esrog of a mitzvah, don't eat it. Because we learn from the pasuk, with what you spilled it, you should cover it. In other words, don't cover the blood with your feet. That's mitzvah bezuyas alav. And dafka tashmishe mitzvah, after you do the mitzvah, they can be thrown away. But here, where you're being yotzei the mitzvah of your tzitzis, or your arba minim, etc., it's still time with for the mitzvah. So then, don't do your take care of your own needs. Just like because it's a bizayon, just like you're not allowed to kick the dirt with your feet, bizayon. So the Torah wants to be mechalik, and he says no, you can't compare it to dam. Because there you're doing the mitzvah b'derech b'zayon. Hashem ken kan, in other words, b'dam, we only learn that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah b'derech b'zayon, to cover with your feet. But shelo b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, maybe you can be mevaz of the mitzvah, maybe you can eat the esrog. Shelo b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Just don't do the mitzvah in a b'zayon take away. But if you're not doing the mitzvah, why not? Beis Yosef is tamei on the tour. Because according to him, why are you not allowed to smell adas shel mitzvah? Why are you not allowed to eat nesrik shel mitzvah? Why are you not allowed to take the noya sukkah all 7 days? You're not allowed to take the decorations for your own purposes. To be mishtamish ben eris or Hanukkah. And if you're going to say huktzu l'mitzvasam, so chutei tzitzis nami is katzu l'mitzvasam. Chutei mitzitzis are also set aside for the mitzvah. So he wants to be matir chutei tzitzis, to tie them. Why? Why is that any different than smelling hadas shel mitzvah, reading an esrog shel mitzvah? So the Bach answers that here we're talking about a talis that's in a kufs, it's in a box, it's in the drawer. So even though it's ready to be worn, to be yotzei, nevertheless, this chi of tzitzis is only a talis that you want to wear. It's not considered shas mitzvasa when it's in the box. But you just leave it there and not wear it forever. And you can't compare it to Adas and an Esrog, Noisuk and Erchanek, Abizman Shudolek. These are all considered Kishas Mitzvasan. Chir Tzitzis is only a talis you're going to wear, but if it's in the drawer, you're going to leave it there, so that doesn't count. Unlike Esrog and Noi, etc., that's Muchan. It's all made the mitzvah. And therefore the Torah is masik on the shiltis. And this is, you can't compare tzitzis to dam. By dam, don't do the mitzvah and be zayin take away. But to take tzitzis in your drawer and tie them, why not? What's the problem? However, besides the kasha of the tour, to be mechalik between the dam and the tzitzis, we have to understand the shiltas for another reason. That he writes that the isser of l'ariach hadas shel mitzvah v'lechal esrik shel mitzvah, because of bizuy mitzvah we learn from dam, in Sukkah l'amazayin obey says the isser is because they were set aside for the mitzvah and not because of bizuy mitzvah. And Rashi writes there in Dibur Maaschul Asur that we learn from Sukkah, Chol Shei Shemaim Alat Se Sukkah, it's Asur Ba'anah Kol Shiva, Hov Huktzu L'Mitzvah. So why is the Shilta is giving a different reason? The Shilta says it's Bizuya Mitzvah, it's not Bizuya Mitzvah, because it's Huktzu L'Mitzvah, set aside for the Mitzvah. So it would appear that Pshat in the Shiltas is as follows. Then Shabbos Chof Beis Amid Aleph, it says the Isser to count money opposite Ner Chanukah is because mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyos olav. We learn this from Dam. And we say over there that the Isser of Lestapik Minois Sukkah Kol Shiva is Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Vavu on the Kulu Dam, that you're not allowed to cover with your feet, Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Fractosvis, so what's the Kashin Sukkah and Beitz Alamanam and Beitz Minois Sukkah Latze Sukkah? That an Atzei Sukkah Tanai doesn't help you to use the Atzei Sukkah. But the decorations of Sukkah Tanai helps. What's the Kasha? Maybe Ba'atzei Sukkah a Tanai doesn't help. Because we have a Pasuk that it's Asur Kol Shiva. Sukkah Tesamar Aleph. Chag HaSukkahs. Shem Shchol Shesh Ma'am Al-Chiga. Kan Chol Shesh Ma'am Al-Sukkah. But Noi Sukkah, that's only Asur Al Tzbizui Mitzvah. Maybe a Tanai is effective. Ayin Sham, what Tosis answers? But we can say that the Shildas doesn't hold like Tosfos. That the din of Chol Shem Shemayim al Sukkah is a new Isser. There's an Isser Hanah Me'atzei Sukkah. No. He holds it's one din of Bizui Mitzvah. It's one din, the same Bizui Mitzvah by Noi Sukkah, the same Bizui Mitzvah by Atzei Sukkah. And therefore, we have a kasha. Why Atzei Sukkah is a Tanai not effective and Noi Sukkah Tanai is effective? As Ashiltot Sover, there's only one din of Bizui Mitzvah. And not that we need a pasuk. Why need a pasuk then if it's different? Chol Sheshmaim al Sukkah. Because Be'emesh, Lo Shayich Din Bizui Mitzvah, Ela B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. If it's not Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah, no mitzvah, only B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. But lo yitzur yadam the chepta, there should be a din of the mitzvah, there should be a chalos din chepta shal mitzvah. It's going to be shaykh bizui mitzvah, even shalom b'shasiyas a mitzvah. And with that, the Shiltas argues with the tour and hold that the din of bizui mitzvah was said only b'shasiyas a mitzvah. In other words, that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah derech bizayon. The tour holds that the din of bizui mitzvah is only b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah derech bizayon. That's the tour. And the shildas holds that even shelo b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mevazeh the chefetz of a mitzvah. Because remember we said, the tour said, you can be mechalek. Dam is b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah derech bizayon. But don't compare that to tying with your tzitzis. If it's not shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, and the shiltas holds, no, even shlo b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, and alarim b'vazel chepetzav ha-mitzvah. So now, that we require a pasuk, that chol shemei shemayim al asuk, and it's not enough to have yafusa from dam, that you're not allowed to be m'vaz ha-mitzvah, you need a special din of chol shemayim al asuk. Because without this pasuk, I would say she'ein lechefta shel sukkah shum din. I would say that without this pasuk, there's no din on the chefta of the sukkah. It's just a hechetimtzi of kiyum mitzvah shiva besukkah. Like the Maharshal says that a shofar is not a chefta shel mitzvah, and shelo b'shas siyas ha-mitzvah, there's no din bizui at all. You would think there's no din of a chefetz shel mitzvah shelo b'shas siyas ha-mitzvah. Kama shel on the pasuk, chol shev shemayim al sukkah. V'yesh aleach halois dinim in ha-Torah. It's a chefetz shel mitzvah. And memela there's a din of bizui mitzvah. And friend for the kash of Tosfos. Tosfos asks, what's the Gemara's kasha? From Atzei sukkah to Noi sukkah. that Atzei Sukkah tonight doesn't help, but Noi Sukkah tonight helps. So says, what's the kasha? Maybe by Atzei Sukkah we have a pasuk that answers, and Noi Sukkah we don't have a pasuk. It's only Alts Bizui Mitzvah. The answer is they're both Alts Bizui Mitzvah. Noi Sukkah is Bizui Mitzvah, and then and it's telling you the pasuk of Chol Shei Shemam Al Sukkah is telling you that it's also considered, this Atzei Sukkah is also a Chavtzei Shal Mitzvah. Even Shalom B'Shas is Siyas HaMitzvah. It's still considered a Chavtzei Shal Mitzvah. And that we learn in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that you're not allowed to smell Hadas V'lechol Esrig, because of Huk Tzul HaMitzvah son, this is not Paul a new Isser. Rather, Mikevan Shehuk Tzul HaMitzvah Tam, it's considered a Chavtzei Shal Mitzvah. It's not Paul and Uisser. But rather it's telling you that it's a Chavtzei Shal Mitzvah. Since it's set aside for a mitzvah, it's a Chavtzei Shal Mitzvah. Like Rashi writes that we learn Esrog and Hadas Misuga the Chol Shem Shemayim Aleim Le'asur Bahano, but the Yisod of the Isser is Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, and therefore the Shiltis writes that the Isser to smell the Hadas Shel Mitzvah and to eat the Esrog Shel Mitzvah is Alts Bizui Mitzvah. We learn from Dam. So now the Shiltis is Ertanst. Everything works out well with the Shiltis now. The Shiltis said that the Jewish people aren't allowed to do their needs with something that you're Yotzei Mitzvah with Chutim Shel Tzitzis. Bizui mitzvah. Hoshana, smell the Hoshana. Eat the Esrog. Bizui mitzvah, like you learned from Dam. We asked, wait a second, now learn from Dam. Here it's Huksul mitzvah. So no, Huksul mitzvah is telling you that it's a Cheftishal mitzvah. And Mimele, you're not allowed to be Mivaza the mitzvah, but it all comes back to Bizui mitzvah. So the Tzushtel of the Shilt, this is very good. Holds strong. And that's what the Shilta says, that also by tzitzis is an issur of bizui mitzvah, even though you're not wearing it and it's in the drawer. Because tzitzis is a chavtzei shel mitzvah tzara svar, you don't need a special pasuk like you do by sukkah. Because you see, there's dinam on the chavtzei shel mitzvah, chavtzei shel tzitzis, shuasi yosef lishma, etc. And because of this, he holds that there's an issur of bizui mitzvah. And it's not completely similar to Dan, because there in the Chetz of Dan, there are no dinim. Just as the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. And therefore the Yisr of Bizui Mitzvah is only B'Shas HaSiyas HaMitzvah of Kisui Adam. And afterwards there's no Yisr of Bizui of the Dam, but the Tzitzis is a Chetz of Mitzvah. It's always an Yisr of Bizui. But the common denominator is that it's Alt Bizui Mitzvah, Gam B'Tzitzis, Gam B'Lulov, Gam B'Esrig, Gam B'Arbiminim to smell them, Gam to eating the Esrig. And also Dam, it's all in a Bizui Mitzvah, just Dam only applies B'Shas HaSiyas HaMitzvah. Otherwise there's no Dinam on the Dam, and therefore it's Mutter. You know, you can be Mavaz of the Dam, just B'Shas HaSiyas HaMitzvah, it's Aser. And it would appear that that was what was Machriach, where I made no time to say that Kalayim B'Tzitzis B'Gedr Hutra and not B'Gedr Duchuya. Since we explained that Tzitzis is a Chavtzei Shel Mitzvah, we require that the heter should be chal al gufa beged, and not only on the maisa kiyum mitzvah. Because the beged itself is also b'levish, just the isser of klaim is nitche tel agavra, that he can wear it in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not considered a chavtzei shel mitzvah. It's a din on the gavra, that he can be he's mekayim the mitzvah. But it doesn't have a din be'etzim that it's a chavtzei shel mitzvah. If it's dechuya, that's the case. It's din on the gavra. The gavra's mitzvah is doche. But by saying it's a hutra, hutra means a megufa chemtzin, there's no iser. But if you say it's dechuy, it's not a chemtzin shal mitzvah. The beged itself is aser b'levisha. Just the iser kalayim is nitche. It's a lagavra. It's not considered a cheftishal mitzvah. And if it's not considered a cheftishal mitzvah, then you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. How are you mekayim a mitzvah if it's not a cheftishal mitzvah? So therefore, we have to say that kalayim is begeder hutra, and there's a heter al gufa beged. And you can't compare this to other case of esek doicha loisesei, because there is no cheftishal mitzvah. So the dechiyas and the kiyum mitzvah, there's a kiyum mitzvah in the gavra, and that's doicha the avera. But here you can't just say there's a kiyum mitzvah in the gavra, and that's doicha the avera, if you don't say that the etzem beged is hutra. The etzem beged is a cheftishal mitzvah. Because then if the etzem beged is not a cheftishal mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to be doicha any avera. So you have to say that it's hutra the gamre. So you say that chol haheter al gufa beged, and even at night it's you can wear the beged. Because it's hutra legamre. Because if it was just dechuya, then there would be no dechia. If you just wanted to say that the maisa mitzvah of the gav is docha, but in the gufa beged is not a cheftishal mitzvah, there's no hutra involved. We're in matir the beged, and maybe it's not docha also. Ulefi zem yushevet heiteva kusha shizkalnu. On the second sheet, the Ravid brings. Why are we matir lenashim kalayim betzitzis? Why is it that all their mitzvah shaman grammar that women have a kiyum mitzvah and they can make a bracha? So too, let them wear kalayim betzitzis. And the answer is that since by tzitzis we require that there should be a din cheftishal mitzvah, talis shel isha ein anachshev is cheftishal mitzvah. Shevei talis zu ein omedis lemitzvah. Can't say it's a cheftishal mitzvah. Women are mechuyavos in the mitzvah. So they have a kiyum mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that the talis is a din cheftishal mitzvah. And therefore you can't be matir kelayim betzitzis betalis shalisha. And they also can't make a bracha on it. Because we compare kalayim betzitzis din bracha la mitzvah. But if it's a talis of a man, then Hutris or Kalayim? Gam l'noshim? And they can also make a bracha. Just on their talis they can't make a bracha, why not? And on their talis they can't wear it if it has Kalayim, why not? Because not a cheftishal mitzvah. Why is it not a cheftishal mitzvah? Because it's not mechuyavos. So if they're not mechuyavos in this mitzvah, you can't say it's a cheftishal mitzvah. So if it doesn't have kalayim, if it belongs to a man and it has kalayim, so then it's a cheftishal mitzvah. But if it belongs to a woman, it can't be called a cheftishal mitzvah, because it's not omed l'kiyum mitzvah. If it's not omed l'kiyum mitzvah, it's not a cheftishal mitzvah. Not a cheftishal mitzvah. No kiyum. No kiyum, no bracha. No kiyum, no kalayim. But if it's the beged of a man, that's only the kiyum mitzvah. That's a cheftishal mitzvah. And memela, that's going to be docha kalayim. That they can make a bracha on. So even according to this shita, the second man, the omer, and the raivi, the women can make a bracha on tzitzis of a man. Just not on their own tzitzis. Because not a cheftishal mitzvah, their own tzitzis. But the mitzvah of a man is a cheftishal mitzvah. Now we can understand why Tosin Chagigat Hazayin Amud Beis Rosh Hashanah Lam Gimel Aleph say the Chiddush of Nasim is says Man Gram is only Gabe Heter Bracha, and they don't say an even bigger Chiddush that even Isur Mar Mutter, like for example to wear Kalayim B'Tzitzis, even though Tzitzis is says Man Gram, because Taka it's not true. Tala Shalish Abemis Lohotur Lemis Kalayim. Not a Chatzah Shal Mitzvah. And Tala Shalish. Anyway, it's Hutra. Not even the Chuya. Even if we say there's no Kiyum Mitzvah at all for them. But that Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is, it's Mutter. Even if there's no Kiyum Mitzvah at all. This Beged is Mutter. Even if it's nighttime. So you can't say that Isurim were Hutter Lenashim Kedei Lekayim Mitzvah Shizman Gerama. Because the Gabbai Tala Shalisha wasn't Mutter, and the Gabbai Tala Shalish on this Chetza there's no Isur at all. So you can't say that women, there's a Chiddush by women Dafka, that it's Doche, that it's Mutter, it's on this Chetza Shal Mitzvah, there's no Aveira at all if it's a Beged Shalish. So the word Matir any Isurim for Isha. In fact, the Rosh in Lachas Ketanas and Lachas Tzitzis Siman Aleph writes B'shitas Rabbeinu Tam Helkach Nira the Kalayim Betzitzis Shari B'talas Shalish Bein Leish Bein Leisha. That's our Chiddush. That even Leisha, she's allowed to wear Talas Shalish according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a woman's not allowed to wear her own Beged Shal Kalayim. It's not a Chetza Shal Mitzvah. But if it's a Talas Shalish, that she's allowed to wear. And Bein B'yom Bein B'layla Mavur Lehedya. That Kalayim Betzitzis Mutil Anashim B'talas Shalish and not B'talas Shalisha. That's a Raya Brut, what we've been saying. And there's a lot more to say on this Sugya. B'siyata D'shmaya Rabbi say. A lot more. There's a very beautiful series of tshuvas in the Abi Omer and Chelek Aleph, if not mistaken, at Siman Lamed Tes Mem Aleph, where he talks about this whole sugya of Mitzvah Shemang Groma and Lo B'Shemayimi. It's moiridik to see what a Yid writes in the Chelek Aleph in his first tshuva say for when he's a younger man. That was when he was getting started. Pilei plus, mamish pilei plus. No computers then, nothing. It's all it's a moifes, a moifes. Anyway, that's a tshuva. There's a lot more discussion about this, but this year I think was very gabaldic. These two parts, and that we should be zocha lilma dula midlish melas lekaim is called the Rei Salma Tarasa v'yahava main v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.